present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to Clendidno. Proud to be described as the Queen of the Welsh Resorts. No one here carries money either. The first Miss Wales beauty contest was held here in 1953 when the North Wales Daily Post reported that the winner had 36 double Ds. Even by Welsh standards, that's one hell of a long surname. Clendidno is home to the Welsh Ancient Book Archive. Open to the public, someone recently stole their unique 17th century thesaurus. The curator said he had no words to express how angry he was. One of only seven film actors to have played James Bond, Timothy Dalton, was born in Colwyn Bay. He still attends movie conventions, talking to fans about his life as everyone's undisputed all-time seventh favourite Bond. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Richard Osman and Rob Brydon. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Susan Cowman. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. The true meanings of similar words are often not understood. For example, many people don't appreciate the subtle difference in meaning between the words lambasted and castigated. Well, castigated means punished or censured and derives from the Latin word castigare, whereas lambasted is a baby sheep born to unmarried parents. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rob, maybe you could start.
Extractor fan, disillusioned farmer.
Tim.
Meretricious, what Santa says after he's had a few.
Richard.
Counterfeit, what to do before you buy your wife's shoes for Christmas.
Susan.
Couscous, Scottish cattle.
Circumspect, circumcision performed by a chicken.
Oh dear.
Baltic, a variety of pubic louse.
Sheep, a French boat.
Interred, Irish bronze medal winner.
Cunnilingus, devious Irish airline.
Rusk, a world domination game for babies.
Asphyxiated, definitely a bum man.
Tandem, James Bond's boss after a holiday in the sun.
Caucasian, an Indian wine stopper.
Octagon, the 1st of November.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite. Give us a clue, the show that featured my master general, Lionel Blair. Lionel was recently immortalised in London's West End after he left his handprints outside the Empire Leicester Square. He tripped over a workman's bucket and fell into some wet concrete. Tim and Susan, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Catwoman. Catwoman.
It's a film and one word, and it goes like this. Hello, Doris. What have you been up to today, then?
I got fed in at number 23.
Did you show him your impression of a furry pencil sharpener?
I certainly did.
The end.
So, it just to be clear, it's one word.
One word.
Hmm.
Now, audience.
I think we got cat even without the meowing from the audience. Cat something.
Oh,
cat. I'll leave you to do the rest.
I don't know. Is it cats. Catwoman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, your turn, Richard and Rob, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Rear Window. Rear Window.
This is a film, and it's two words. So, Mr. Bryden, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doctor, it's rather embarrassing, but I'm having a bit of an issue with my nether regions.
OK, well, pop your trousers down. Oh, I see you already have. Let's take a look at it, shall we?
Right, there go my pants as well.
Ooh, goodness me, that is very unusual.
Yeah, what can you see?
Well, I don't really know how to tell you this, but you appear to have between your buttocks a pane of frosted glass in a lightweight aluminium frame.
Yes. I knew that was there. And it's not frosted glass, by the way. It just has a habit of steaming up. Understandably enough.
So you knew it was there?
Oh, yes, I've had it all my life. It's hereditary, you know. Anal glazing runs in the family.
So what are you showing me for?
Well, my back's gone. It's making it very difficult for me to reach round and draw the curtains.
I think that could be Rear Window.
Yes!
Next round is called Celebrity Animal Smugglers. Now, show business is packed with celebrity animals. The most famous duck was Orville, who worked in a double act with Keith Harris, enjoying a long and successful career until their acrimonious split in the 1990s. And while Keith went on to star at the Savoy Theatre in a production of Run For Your Wife, Orville went on to star at the Savoy Grill in a delicious orange sauce. In Celebrity Animal Smugglers, Rob and Richard will be animal smugglers and Tim and Susan will be customs officers. However, Rob and Richard will be smuggling these animals, skillfully concealed in their conversation with one another. Tim and Susan must not only identify these smuggled animals, but can score points by making the noise of the animal in question. So, understood? Good. Fairly simple. OK, please start the animal smuggling now, Rob and Richard.
First of all, Rob, can I just say how lovely it is to be visiting Wales?
Oh, thank you very much, Richard. Have you been here before?
Susan?
I'm so sorry.
I don't remember saying Wookiee. I don't remember saying that.
So you heard the word Wales, yes. Well done.
Well done.
Well, as I was saying, Rich, have you been here before?
Well, you know what? Alexander Armstrong and I were going to run away here together. We got the idea when we saw Deck and Ant elope.
Have you...
Susan again.
Oh, a feel horny.
That is... Can I honestly say that's the best Alexander Armstrong impression I have ever heard?
OK, you correctly identified antelope. Mm-hmm.
Have you been working out?
Oh, thanks. Just my legs, really.
Ah, so you have a weaker upper body and a buffer lower body.
Looking forward to this, Susan. Go on.
Now, that really is a Wookiee now.
Hello!
That's enough, Susan. Thank you.
OK, carry on.
Hey, Rob, how's the acting going?
Oh, it's wonderful. Just appeared in a touring production of Don Quixote.
Susan and Tim?
It was a touring production of Don Quixote with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I can't tell if Anthony Hopkins is Welsh or not.
Really? I find that hard to swallow. Now, I know what I meant to ask you. How is your house renovation?
Oh, no. Oh, Ren.
Good yeah, Lord, that was unintentional, that. But yes. Oh. Well, yeah.
I thought it sounded more like a swallow, to be honest. But... carry on, yes?
Yes, going pretty well, actually. There's a passage down the side of the house with no security. I'm not sure whether to get an alligator or not.
Well, yum, yum, yum.
I think we pretty much got away with it, Rob. Let's go to the show. The only thing I'm worried about tonight is what happens if the buzzer doesn't work.
It's as if there's a buzzard in the room against its will.
OK, is that the end of your...
Yeah, we're, that's
thank
it,
you very
yeah.
OK, let's try it the other way around. This time, Richard and Rob will be the customs officers and Tim and Susan, the smugglers. However, Tim and Susan are notorious celebrity smugglers and their conversation will conceal the names of well-known personalities. Again, Richard and Rob, to score points, you must challenge by using the noise these particular celebrities make, OK? So, can you start your celebrity smuggling now, Tim and Susan?
This is the stick I use for killing badgers. I call it my cull cane.
Okay, Richard and Rob.
Oh, Lord. I think you're trying to smuggle through. A very celebrated actor whose voice has changed over the years.
That was such a good Macaulay Culkin.
That looks like a Ronnie Corbett at heart.
I think I'll deal with this one, Rob. No, go on, enjoy yourself. I don't know if you do Ronnie Corbett, but do you do Ronnie Corbett?
I'll never forget the day.
I like lager, but it's not true I lick Guinness off the bar.
These aren't the... Oh, hang on, that's Roger Moore. I could offer you a Roger Moore instead.
No, you don't get that point, nope. And you lose the game.
This is some medication from the elf range.
Yes, that's your Alfred Hitchcock ointment, isn't it?
You can do that.
Cut.
You should take it down the canal and bin it.
Rob. And as we sat trying to tolerate, wondering if this was a round or a whole show in itself, it seemed to last so long. Keep your chin up, as Mam would have once said. And just think of Leeds.
That's frightening. There's a stick of... Yeah. Here's a stick of dynamite. If that goes off in the van, it'll have less doors on.
Fewer doors.
My wife said, she said, how would you like to talk to my mother? I said, through a medium. I'm not saying she's unpopular. When my mother-in-law comes over, the mice throw themselves in the traps. I looked up at the sky, the night sky, and all its glittering joy and firmament, God's handiwork, bedecked across the canopy that was above me, and I thought, by God, we must put a roof in this toilet.
That's enough of doors already. I'm dying of doors here.
One for the youngsters.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know what she sounded like.
She doesn't sound like that.
Richard, you gonna...
Huh? Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Mm, please.
So we all agree we don't know what she sounds like, right?
Oh, here we go.
Hello, my lover.
Do no, no.
Diana Doors.
That's not she. Jack, if I may stand up for Diana Doors, one of our greatest emblems in this country, who's forgotten by some. She was very sexy and she went, "Hi, my name is Diana Doors." That's exactly what she sounded like. Well, she was from Glasgow. Yeah.
Well, it's that time of the year again, and as usual, the team have been busy rehearsing for the traditional I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue pantomime. It'll surprise... it'll surprise nobody to hear that Rob will be reprising the role of Principal Boyo while... While I'm grumpy, Tim's dopey, Susan's strictly, and Richard will be giving us his beanstalk. Our next round, entitled What's the Problem?, aims to solve your every Christmas query. I'll provide you each with the answers to some genuine Christmas-related queries, and your job is to suggest what the original question might have been. OK, so we'll start with you, please, Susan. All right, so here's the answer. What's the question? Collect the built-up lint from your tumble dryer, stuff it into an old toilet roll and wrap it in wax paper.
My daughter wants a guinea pig, but I'm allergic. Is there an alternative?
In fact, the question was, what's an excellent way to get a fire started in the grate? Matches? Tim, you now. Here's the answer. What's the question? Hang green tinsel around the bare areas.
How do you decorate a zoo?
It's, in fact, the question was, how can I make my Christmas tree look fuller than it is? Richard, now, here's the answer. Doodle, do 20 star jumps, take a shower, punch a pillow.
What shall I do when the Mrs. Brown's Boys Christmas special is on?
In fact, the question was, can you suggest some ways to de-stress over the Christmas holiday? Oh. Here's one for you, Rob. This is the answer, so what's the question? Glue and some lolly sticks.
I would like to glue some lolly sticks together. What do I need?
The question actually is, what handy ingredients can be made into almost any Christmas design? Christmas trees, stars, Santa hats, etc. How you do that with glue and lolly sticks, I don't know. I think they were taking their piss. So back to you, Susan. Here's the answer. What's the question? Stack them on top of each other and spray them white.
There's a lot of dog poo in the garden. How can I make it look more festive?
In fact, Susan, the question was, how can I turn a bunch of leftover pumpkins from Halloween into a snowman? So you... Tim, this is for you. The answer is instant sprinkles.
What will happen if I let Grandad drink a whole jug of mulled wine?
In fact, what would you achieve by breaking up chocolate bourbon biscuits and putting the bits into a pepper grinder? Richard, here's another answer. Hold off for as long as possible.
When the Mrs. Brown's Boys Christmas special is on, what should I press on the TV remote?
It's actually the question was, how can I ensure I get the cheapest price for my tree in the run-up to Christmas? And you liked that, did you? Good. Rob, here we go. Here's the answer. Most people can't tell the difference.
Pate is expensive as a starter. Would whiskers make a good alternative?
You're not 100 miles away from it, actually. The question was, should I buy a posh free-range turkey or a cheap supermarket one? Here's some for any of you to have a go at, all right? So here's the answer. Place a rubber band over the head.
What if I run out of Viagra on Christmas Day?
It's... The question naturally is, what can I do to my screwdriver to ensure it manages to remove a screw whose head has been damaged?
I mean, it's the same answer.
Yeah. Here's the answer. Remove the netting at the last minute.
What's a great way to surprise a trapeze artist?
In fact, the question was, how can I make transporting and setting up my tree more manageable? And finally, this is the answer. What's the question? The first makes you appear smaller, the second makes you appear bigger.
What's the difference between Niagara and Viagra?
It's actually, the question was, what's the difference between wearing green and yellow in Christmas photographs? That's what I thought. Well, it's now time for some music in the game called Swanee Kazoo. So the team's duet to combine the Elysian sigh of the Swanee whistle with the guttural guff of the kazoo. The inventor of the kazoo was recently recognised by music lovers and punched repeatedly in the face. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, before the show, Colin revealed his most precious possession is the Grammy he keeps on a shelf in the downstairs toilet. His Grampy is buried under the pear tree in the garden. So, Tim and Susan, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker to feature Susan Kalman on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee Whistle. Richard and Rob, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the theme from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly to feature Rob Brydon on the kazoo and Richard Osman on the Swanee Whistle. Very nearly the end of the show. There's just time to fit in a quick round called Kitchen or Bedroom. This year, it was revealed by the University of Wales that the average person spends a total of 216,000 hours in bed. And that's just in their first year. So in this round, teams, I'd like you to come up with some phrases that might be suitable to use in both the kitchen and the bedroom. Susan, you can start.
Thank you for coming.
Tim.
For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful.
Richard.
Are the carrots up your end?
Rob.
I'll get the butter and you spread.
Oh, your dad would have loved this.
I'm going to pop it in for 20 minutes.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I've got to be honest, it was Jamie Oliver.
I've spent the afternoon stuffing olives.
Do you know, it hasn't risen as much as I would have liked.
I just thought that if you liked it, we could have the same thing with the Wilsons next week.
I told you you were too drunk to do it safely.
If it doesn't come within 20 minutes, you get a free garlic bread.
That took me ages. You could pretend to like it.
Well, I tell you what, you can finish it off. I'm done.
It really is very nice, but I don't think I can fit it all in. Oh, bugger, the skin's come off.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the troublesome tabby of time smashes the overpriced baubles of liberty and the non-drop needles of ubiquity sink deep into the shag pile of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Llandudno, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Susan Cowman, Richard Osman and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Patterson and Fraser Steele. And the producer was John Naismith.